It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
So I was gone yesterday. You may have noticed. I know. Huge gap in the lineup here. I know you're very upset I was gone. Or not. Whatever. I was in Saskatoon actually watching Queens of the Stone Age. And that was an amazing show. If you were there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was one of those things that you didn't know how it was going to go down. Because the night before, they had canceled in Edmonton. And the night before that, they had an amazing show in Calgary that everybody was ranting and raving about how great it was. And people were upset in Edmonton that they didn't go on stage. But Josh Homme was sick. Couldn't happen. And then he went out on stage two nights ago, I guess now, in Saskatoon. And wow. Like just... I think he went out there with the mission of being like, listen, I got to show him that I'm still alive. And they played a long show. Like it was 2 hours that they were up on stage. And I had heard a rumor before they went out that they were shortening their set because of illness, that kind of thing. But they did not shorten the set at all. Everybody brought it. And they played every song I wanted to hear. Well, no, they didn't play Feel Good Hit of the Summer. But that's okay. I'll forgive them. They played every other song on the playlist that I wanted. And it was just an unreal show. It's crazy, too. I posted some stuff online from the show. Not a lot, because you know how I am. I don't like taking videos at shows. I like to concentrate and live in the moment at those concerts. But it's crazy how many people were like, who are they? I'm like, they're Queens of the Stone Age. They're Queens of the Stone Age. They're known as being like one of the best live bands of all time, Queens of the Stone Age. But yeah, it's crazy how many people were like, oh, I hope they have a successful career. It's like... What?
Chad and Evan Daly.
Apparently, Vladimir Putin is like that boss that comes up with ridiculous projects for you to do with ridiculous deadlines. He's gone to the people of Russia and he said, listen, Russia needs a video game console to be created immediately. Well, this all has to do with sanctions, right? You know, the video game industry, they cut them off just like everybody else did in 2022. So Vladimir Putin is saying, listen, I want somebody in Russia to create a video game console and handheld, by the way, and I want it done by the middle of June. Yeah, that's a tight deadline. Like just a couple of months to come up with, not even a couple of months, to come up with a brand new video game console. I think his expectations may be... a little off there. And also, I wonder if maybe he's a gamer. You ever think Vladimir Putin is a gamer and that's why he wants this? Because he's just like, oh, I see them getting new Call of Duty. I want new Call of Duty, but I can't. Maybe we come up with our own. I'm sorry, that was a horrible Russian accent.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Ticketmaster can be a little shady at times, as can Live Nation. And of course... they were both facing class action lawsuits in multiple provinces here in Canada because of ticket bots. So it was found that they were essentially working in cahoots with resellers to kind of scalp their own tickets. And we've seen this a lot with, I can't really get specific on it because I don't know the actual specific artists and shows that were involved. But it's very likely that it's affected you at some point, okay? Whether you've gone on and you're like, hey, I want to go see this show, and I know it's going to sell out, but, I mean, I should be able to get on there at a reasonable time and get tickets, but then you try it, and it's sold out before you even, like, log in. Well, that's because these bots get a hold of things sometimes. So the Supreme Court of Canada has declined to hear an appeal by Ticketmaster and Live Nation in this class action lawsuit. So it looks like Ticketmaster and Live Nation may have to pay up on this one. It's really tough because I get it. If you buy tickets to a show and you're like, hey, we live in a capitalistic world, okay? Capitalism rules. So if you, it's a free market. So if you buy your tickets and you want to resell them, I guess you can. I think it's shady as hell because I know what music means to people. I know, and I think you do too. There are these certain bands that are on your bucket list and you want to see them, and you can only afford so much, right? Everybody says, oh, you only live once. Put down all the money. Well, that's what everybody wants you to do. But you got to be reasonable about it. You're tugging at the heartstrings of people. And I always think of, like, there are kids that want to go to some of these shows. And again, depends on the show. We were talking about that earlier this week about some shows are inappropriate for kids. But listen, these kids want to go to these shows and they can't because the ticket prices are so insane because people are jacking the price up. And it's one thing for your average consumer to do it, but for the companies themselves to get in on it and these ticket companies to do it, that's just... it's just gross. And this is why I like Ticketmaster. This is why I like Pearl Jam so much. Because Pearl Jam went at Ticketmaster. And they fought them on it. And they won.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Hi, it's Chad. Evan is away today. The Canada Mortgage and Housing Corp, or CMHC, announced their housing forecast yesterday. And it's not good. All right? You hear a lot of hope. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, with the rental situation should be getting better here. There should be more coming out on the market. So hopefully that will, you know, bring everything up a little bit and bring the prices down, but bring the vacancy rate up a bit. Now, that's not the case. CMHC yesterday forecasted that home prices could match peak levels seen in early 2022 by next year and reach new highs by 2026. Boy, it's not getting any easier. At some point, like, something's got to break, right? I keep telling myself, I keep going, something has to give. But prices at the grocery store, not getting any cheaper, although they say they are. They're not. And then the gas prices keep going up, and everybody's, well, it's the carbon tax. Well, it's not. It's the provincial taxes. It's the federal taxes on it. It's the gas companies. It's the oil companies. Who is it? Who's making it so expensive to live? Man, it's getting ridiculous out there. I'm of the age group that I'm lucky enough that I could buy a house. You know, I could get in early enough. I can't even imagine what my kids are going to go through. It's quite scary. Right now, before it was like, okay, I see the threat. All right, but it'll get figured out. I don't know why I thought that, but I was like, somebody will figure it out because I'm not smart enough to figure out this problem, of course. But now it's like, does anybody actually know the answer? Does anybody know how to make things cheaper? And I always hear people say, oh, I'm going to leave Canada. I'm going to get out of here because things are getting too expensive. And I used to always say, yeah, right, whatever, you're just saying that. Now I'm like, oh, maybe they are.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I'm starting to think that Kiss was only in it for the money. And I don't know what gave that away. But yesterday, old Gene Simmons got what he wanted. Big payday. Kiss was paid 300 million American. So that's what? 5 billion Canadian? I'm not sure. By Pop House Entertainment out of Sweden. For their catalog. Now, it's actually more than their catalog. And that's the thing. People are comparing this deal to, like, Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan. You know, they both sold their catalogs for about $500 million. No. Kiss sold their entire likeness. Not just their music. They sold everything about Kiss to this company. Now, Pop House is the same company that bought ABBA's likeness and then used their likeness for these virtual tours they do. So that's the plan. We all knew that Kiss was going to go out as a digital avatar project. And that's what this Pop House company is going to do. So it doesn't look like Kiss will be involved in it at all as the Kiss we know. Because Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, nope, they're taking that money and they're going away and they're just like, hey, we're done. So if anything, it's actually a good sign that maybe the end of the road tour was the end of the road tour. Maybe they are actually calling it quits. I don't even really love Kiss, and that actually kind of makes me sad. Kiss actually following through with their career-ending tour?
Chad and Evan Daly.
I'm Chad. I've got a lot of buddies who love having the sports memorabilia hanging up around the bar, or, you know, in those shadow boxes on the wall in their house, whatever it is. This one? I don't think any of my buddies are buying this one. Unless they have some money that I don't know about. But man, oh man. A Kobe Bryant jersey is up for sale with Sotheby's. They've listed one of his game-worn Lakers jerseys from the 2009 NBA Finals. It's from Game 1 against the Orlando Magic. And you can buy it if you have the cash. It's, right now, the current bid, $1.4 million. And it's estimated to go for probably double that by the time this is all said and done. So, that it should be known that the game jersey, the game-worn jersey isn't just from any game. Okay, he had 40 points, 8 assists, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks that game. Okay? So it's not like it was a slouch game for him. And it was the most he had ever scored in a single NBA Finals game. And also, it was the first ring that he got without Shaquille O'Neal. But again, most people aren't going to know that by looking at the jersey, because really, to most people, it's just a Kobe Bryant jersey. Like, once it's in the box, because I, by God, I would hope you have it protected. It's just, you could just go, like, I wouldn't know. You could go to Jersey City, buy a Kobe Bryant jersey, put it up on the wall, and say that it was from that game, and I would be like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Chad and Evan Daly.
As Canadians, we know that there are certain animals that are made out to be rather cutesy, and they're not. Like geese. Oh, everybody's, oh, geese. They're so, no, they will attack you. They are cobra chickens. That's why we call them cobra chickens. There's nothing nice about geese. And they poop everywhere. Another animal, the raccoon. Cyril Sneer knew best. He knew that the raccoons were problems, that they were trouble. And he was right. Not sure if you heard about the incident at Hershey Park last week. This is in Pennsylvania, in Hershey, to be exact. Oh, everybody's waiting in line, ready to get on the super-duper-looper coaster. When a raccoon attacked everybody in line. That's right. It ran in there and it got vicious. It even ran off with a young girl's shoe. There's video of it, too, online. And I know I should be like, oh, that's horrible, because it did end up biting somebody. And you could probably get rabies from the thing. I mean, if it's going in there and doing that, it's probably not right in the head at that moment. But it is kind of funny because it's a raccoon and everybody's totally freaking out about it. Anyway, that raccoon was one hell of a super duper looper party pooper. Shut up.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Today is, well, tomorrow actually, is the 6th anniversary of the Humboldt Broncos bus crash. And I'll never forget that day. That was, I know I've said this before, but I was emceeing a big hoity-toity corporate event that night. And I was working with other members of the media there. And we had been told that there was some sort of accident, but we didn't know exactly what was going on. And then we had been told that there were, you know, a couple of casualties. And then we had been told there was a mass casualty event. And I remember having to break it to the crowd that night. It was really, really tough. It was that night was like, it's a night I'll never forget. And I'm pretty sure, and especially because Humboldt is so close to my hometown. I remember, you know, growing up and going to the Humboldt Bronco games. I remember the town of Humboldt and how much the Broncos mean to the, still mean to them. In fact, maybe even more now because of this. And also know that April 7th, which will be Sunday, is Green Shirt Day. That's in honor of the Logan Boulay effect, as they say, in support of organ donor awareness. So they, when Logan Boulay, of course, died from his injuries, his organs were donated, and then they saw an uptick in organ donations across the the country, and that's great. You know, there was something good that came out of a horrible tragedy. So something to think about on Sunday is, what's your organ donation status? Where are you at? And I've always said, too, I'm not using them after I'm gone anyway. So might as well give them to somebody who can. Again, you can find out more about that at greenshirtday.ca. It's a great initiative. And, yeah, tomorrow, take a couple moments to remember the humble Broncos. Again, 6 years to the day.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app, and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan, weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.